Yes, this is Crunch Time, of course, always brought to you by Ringwood Mazda. Stephen Trigg, the CEO of the Blues, is going to join us shortly. We'll have all the issues on and off the field in the Crunch, our Saturday spotlight. We'll look at the way the game is being played, following up on Robbo's fantastic article with Phil Walsh today. But Alan Richardson, the coach of the Saints, joins us on the line. Alan, thanks for your time.
Good to be here, Hutto.
Well, thoughts on last night? Almost too good to be true. The first 3 or 4 minutes, I would have thought. You would have been wrapped with the way things started. So what was going on in your mind and in the coach's box during that first term as the Pies then obviously got things back on a more even keel?
Yeah, and I think the first 20 minutes, Hutto, were really positive. We were playing really aggressive footy. We were winning the ball around the contest. We were handling the heat. Probably the last 6 or 7 minutes of the second quarter was disappointing. And then that obviously continued for the rest of the game, where we just weren't able to, A, put enough pressure on the Maggies, and B, handle their pressure when it came. And then we just looked like we looked like a tired footy team after that. So, yeah, it looked very, very disappointing, given a couple of reasonably strong performances. So we'll just work hard and make sure next time we play, which is next Saturday, obviously, we'll do something about it.
We were discussing earlier the back-to-back six-day breaks for such a young team. You're obviously... You plan for that, you know that's coming in advance, but what sort of impact does that have on your preparation?
It diminishes the amount you can train, and for our group, it's been a pretty clear pattern for us. We need to be out on the track. We need to crack in. We need to be smart with it. We've got to be able to make sure the blokes are up and ready to play. But whenever we've had periods where we haven't been able to get out there and train with this group, We've had performances that haven't been great. At last year, though, it was we'd have sloppy starts and then scratch their way back in and then potentially get overrun later by, you know, more experienced, talented teams. But so it was pleasing that the boys continued on with the aggressive manner in which we left off last week. But, and I trust the group. This group is not a group that I don't question, when the Maggies started to get on top, that they just threw the towel, and I've got a fair bit of trust in this group of players. So there is a bit in the fact that I reckon we're a bit flat, and that's our challenge now, to make sure that we can get them up for the Blues next Saturday.
Got good clearance in the centre square in the first quarter, Richo. You got that real good run and gun through the middle. You took them on. They were a bit shell-shocked. You gave the ball back a few times, though, that put them on the board.
Yeah, no, it's bloody hard to defend those players, Derm. We, defenders are always in a really good position at centre bounce and stoppage. They've got their man under control, whether that's Cloak or Elliott or whoever. But if it is that you turn the ball over, given that defenders, and we ask our defenders to be fairly attacking, at the right time, they're a real chance to be out of position. And that happened. And, they ended up with massive entry numbers on the back of us just kicking it back to them. So not only, after quarter time did we get beaten at clearance, but then when we did, we actually defended a bit better in the second quarter than the first, to be honest. They didn't have a lot of entries early, but scored. They had an enormous, I think it was 25 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Whilst they still scored, we probably defended a bit better, but just kicked it straight back to them. I think 66 clangers is a big number, and they made us pay on turnover, obviously.
Just 58 of those in the defensive half, Richo. I mean, that's incredibly difficult to coach, isn't it? How do you actually physically coach when you're using the ball so poorly?
We try and, depending on, exactly what the situation is, Kingy, we try and coach them through the scenarios. There's not a lot you can do, out on the ground for them, but certainly at halftime you can talk it, right, here's what is happening, here's what we're going to do about it. There's no doubt that Ruwald is a very good deep forward. He's probably a better high forward, really.
Yep.
And, he's an outstanding player, 30 more marks than any other forward in the competition last year. And in terms of that connectivity, the conduit between defence and attack, we need to make sure that we go better when he's not there. We certainly struggled getting the ball out and getting someone off their man so that our defenders had a relatively easy kick. Unless Sav gets out of the footy at the minute, we're fairly stagnant back there, and that's something we need to continue to work on. I thought Nathan Rice, when he came on late, he did the same for us last week, and he's not outstanding with the footy yet, but he certainly gives us a bit of drive and a bit of run. Jimmy
That's
Webster
some
will
grunt.
Play. Certainly, he's a tough kid. Jimmy Webster will play today in the VFL. Now, he's still a few weeks away, but we need Webster you know, and his run. He's a beautiful user of the footy off halfback, but he's still a fairway away.
Hey, just with that, you talk about the defence, and it's a total team defence, and you can defend when you've actually got the ball in hand. I felt for you last night because you're a first gamer, and count him in there, your three key forwards, there was 29 games experience from them. So when you get these blokes coming out of the back line, your defenders coming out of the back line, and Revolt plays to them on worst case scenario. He fills up their field of vision, so under pressure, they kick the ball to him, he hits the wing, and that's a defence. Because if he marks it, he slows it down and lets people run past, you can defend that. But when they come up, look down the field, can't see anyone because the forwards are too inexperienced, they get run down and tackled from behind, it goes back inside 50 again. Your team can't defend that.
No, that's exactly right. And look, and to the point that Kingy was making before, you know, how do you address that? What can you do about it? That's really what halftime was about. It was just a going through on the whiteboard. What does it look like when we come out of defence? What do we need from the forwards? You know, you mentioned the young blokes as keys, and at their feet are people like Sard and Loney, Sinclair. You know, they haven't played a lot of footy in recent times between them either. So we were certainly inexperienced in front of the footy. Not that they were overly experienced. My Newman Brown ended up getting subbed out of the game, but look, their defenders completely shut us down. And without that experience of Rewald, we just weren't able to get through. And that's a learning curve for our young blokes. Our young blokes need to look at that and realise that, okay, some parts of my game were positive, but certainly the responsibility I have as a forward to give our backs and our mids something to kick to, we didn't get it done.
So, Richo, you dust yourself off from last night and you walk into the review on Monday or Tuesday, whichever you do. Where do you start? It's a young group. They're taking in everything you're telling them. Do you stay positive? Do you say, this is where we went wrong, bang, 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 let's move on? Is it how thorough is it with a young group, and how much work is there to do with that?
We'll never just move on. Kingy will always learn from what's happened, so we'll review really strongly. I've just about finished the game. We were poor in contest. We were poor at putting pressure on. We want to be really aggressive as a defensive unit. We've got some experience behind the ball, but if we're going to be aggressive, behind the footy, then we've got to make sure we stick our first line of defence, and that is at the contest, and that was where we were probably at our poorest. So that'll be a significant part of my focus.
There's a perception that because it's a young team, the expectations are lower, and externally, not internally, that maybe it's a bit, maybe you go a bit softer on these young guys. You'll be firm with that?
Yeah, no, we'll be really strong on it, Kingy. And I'll be really strong on it. Yeah, look, I think if you ask people internally, that balance of putting your arm around them versus letting them know and hitting people between the eyes, I reckon I'm pretty confident I've got the balance right there. And we let ourselves down. Yesterday was a great opportunity for us. And whilst we'll learn from that, we're disappointed with what we dished up, certainly when it came to the physicality. I thought David Armitage was outstanding for us. Mm. For him to play that game, given he was the leader for the day, I think that really goes well for him going forward. But that was impressive. He just didn't have enough of his younger teammates come along for the ride. I thought Jack Stephen tried his backside off, but just fumbled too much. And that was, and they're classy players that, in Swan and Pendlebury, they look like they're playing with a dry footy and made us look second rate in many aspects.
Richard, can you tell your St Kilda fans out there listening how and what are you trying to do with Jarryn Geary at the moment? I mean, Lee Montagna was on the TV before the game. He said, he might be our next captain, and that's been said a bit, and Armitage last night was outstanding listening to him mic'd up. I watched Geary in the first game. You ran him a little bit with Ablett, bit of loose man behind the ball. I looked at him last night. Yeah, you know, he's really involved in the first quarter, and then he disappeared. And he's a much better player than disappearing for three quarters. Where do you see him, and what sort of role do you think is his best?
He's a fantastic runner. He's a great competitor. He's not as creative as Shane Savage with the footy in his hand, but he's kicked a goal in the first quarter, having the courage to leave his man and come forward and press hard. So he was our, when he played last year, he only played six games. He was one of the experienced boys that went out. He was our highest interceptor. He was, you know, in terms of creating the turnover for us. So he's very important. He reads the play really well.
So is he a loose man? You try and...
No.
That he plays a bit loose, or he's always on an opponent?
No. He gets that way. He's a very good one-on-one defender, and he makes a great decision, right decision. My man's irrelevant.
Oh, and he's a bullet. He's a bullet at the contest. He flies through very, very hard.
I think he's really underrated, Robbo. I think he's a fan. He's a great player. In terms of being really good in the position that you play, he's a very good player at competition level. Not just for us. We're a team that's down the bottom of the ladder.
I respect him highly.
He's a good. Yeah, he didn't have a great. They were under a fair bit of pressure, those backs, after quarter time. So he saw a bit of action. But no, he's a beauty.
Tough night for the first gamer.
Yeah, it was, Kingy. Yep, there's no doubt about that. It was a tough way to prepare for your first game, but that's footy. There's not much we can do about that. He came along with his bag packed, and the message was, look, mate, you always, as an emergency, you've got to be ready to play, and then we'll manage the disappointment if you don't after, which is pretty easy to do. He's a great young kid. He had a pretty good lead-up last week in the VFL. He performed strongly. We all know there's a big gap between VFL and AFL footy, but he came good late. I thought he did some good stuff for us late.
In the last quarter.
Yeah.
He got elusive late, didn't he, Richo? To me, looking at him when he played up the ground a bit more, which everybody has to do now, he doesn't seem to have, and this is just from 100 metres away, so I could be wrong, and I hope I am desperately wrong, doesn't seem to have a big kick from third to fourth gear or second to third for a half forward. Half forwards need that, but he gets elusive on occasions.
Yeah, he's clever. He knows when to go. He knows where to go. Yeah, no, I think certainly, we can only go on what we saw at under 18s level, which is the best level outside of playing AFL footy. And that, he certainly had that. Whilst he was much more a deeper forward, he's got a really good turn of speed, and that's something we're working on. And look, in an ideal world, he's probably not quite ready. But in terms of Rewalt going out, maintaining structure to allow Bruce to, get one-on-one deeps and...
Because you want three, don't you?
Maintain instructions.
Yeah, you want three.
What was his...
Yeah, instruction? No, we want three. We want three, and he's going the best of those blokes. But he's not quite at that level, and we saw that last night, but that's fantastic that he was able to get the experience, and he'll learn a lot from that.
Boys, we only have time for one more question, so whoever's got the best question, go for it.
Because Aaron Hamill spent half the first quarter with him, just personally with him.
I don't know whether you saw it on
the quarter time break.
Well, he certainly spends a lot of time with him, but halfway through the first quarter, I've handed the headset to Rui just to have a chat to him. Rui's done a lot of work with the young fella. There's a lot of work going into Paddy. He's going to be an outstanding player for our footy club. It's a bit too early for him at the minute, so this is a message to fans out there. We've got a beauty. He's going to be a great player for a very long time. He wasn't quite ready last night, but the footy club and the team needed him to play.
You've got a lot of beauty,
mate.
Jack Loney, I've seen him play about...
Jack Billings.
I've seen Jack Loney play about an hour of football.
I'm
going to watch him play 1,000 hours of football.
No, he's a good kid, isn't he?
Yeah, bloody oath he is. I'll get swore then.
Richo, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, as always.
Good on you, mate.
Good luck for the rest of the season.
Good on you, boys.
Alan Richardson joining us there, coach of the Saints. We do need to take a break. Stephen Trigg's going to join us in the box at the MCG. Been a big week for Carlton. We had a fascinating chat with Mick Malthouse last night. We'll play you a little bit of that. But if you want to hear much more, then, of course, you can always go to sen.com.au. As you can, at some stage shortly, you'll be able to hear the Richo interview if you've missed it, and Nathan Buckley from a little bit earlier on. This is Crunch Time, with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. Coming up later, all the questions you want to know on and off the field in the Crunch. And our Saturday spotlight is on Philip Walsh and his article with Robbo today. He's just discussing about whether the game is too removed from the grassroots, the average footy fan, as compared to the way the game is played at AFL level. So stay tuned for all of that. It's all with thanks to Ringwood Mazda.